you had no idea it was coming. The
no,
trade,
no, no inkling.
No inkling of it or anything.
No, no.
It seemed like when you came into the league, you were primarily a pass rusher in Cleveland. You were asked to do a lot in coverage. What do you think you, I guess, have acquired skill-wise in the past 3 years that you think you can bring here?
Just moving to space. I was asked to do that a lot over there. And rush the passer still, definitely, and cover tight ends.
Have the Patriots given you a sense at all of what you might do here?
I'm a linebacker.
You played almost primarily in a 4-3 in college, correct?
Yes.
And so what's that transition sort of been like?
It's been years in the making. Like I said, I played several positions at Cleveland, and I think I'm equipped to play this position.
How difficult is the challenge now to try to pick up the playbook as quickly as possible?
It's hard. These guys got a couple months on me, and it's a challenge. But the guys here, they're really helping me come along, point me in the right directions, and just get me ready to play.
How helpful is it to have Jabal on the team?
Definitely helpful. Jabal was there my first year, and he carried me along in that long, long year. But to have him again is definitely a huge relief.
I know when Jabal came here, you said a challenge for him in Cleveland was the different coaches he had, the different type of schemes. For you, how challenging was it just to have multiple head coaches, multiple defensive coordinators?
I mean, it was a huge challenge. You not knowing going into a year what's going to be the playbook, who's going to be the coach, who's going to be this, how are you going to be used? But I mean, it's part of the game we chose to play.
What's it like to be with Anthony Johnson again?
Oh, it's great, man. That was my guy back in college and back on the same team.
How exciting is it in their defense? This defense here. How exciting is it to be in a defense now where they seem like they're very open to using guys in different ways? You mentioned some of the different things, both coverage, rushing the passer. Is that exciting to you?
It's very exciting. I mean, this team is stacked at every position. They have guys on the outside that can cover them. We got interior guys that are holding gaps, and linebackers that are hitting those gaps and making big plays. I'm just excited to be a part of it.
What does it mean to you to be a member of the Patriots and this organization?
I mean, this is one of the you grow up, you play Madden, you're probably playing with the Patriots.
Did you win a lot of Patriots?
To go from Cleveland, a team that's had some issues in recent years just in terms of being able to win as many games as they would like, to come into a team that is perennially considered a Super Bowl.
It's a huge culture shock. I mean, that I felt like the winning spirit was making its way into Cleveland with those new coaches. But it's definitely been established here for a long time. I'm just excited to be a part of it.
How do you kind of view your career? Maybe didn't go as well as you expected in Cleveland. And
fresh start, ready to get going here in New England.
Do you feel like you were judged too quickly in Cleveland, or just didn't get the opportunity?
I felt like it's if it did or didn't go the way I wanted to. But like I said, it's a fresh start here with a new team, new coaches, new teammates, and I'm very excited to be a part of it here.
Is there awareness here for you of the track record they've had with guys getting a fresh start? Players who were, do you have an awareness of the track record in recent years of guys coming over and the Patriots finding a way to maximize their skills, putting them in a position to succeed? Guys who, like yourself, were in defenses with different coordinators and had to adjust to different coaches, they come here like Akeem Ayers a couple of years ago, and they find more success here than previously. You talked about the Patriots organization. I'm just curious. Their track record.
This organization, they have a great track record with winning and getting the best out of their players. And I'm excited to be here.
Is there a linebacker? You said you're a linebacker, obviously.
Yes.
Is there one of these guys you've sort of latched on to?
It's the whole room. I worked out with Jamin Collins. Coming out of college, I've obviously played Hightower in college, but you grow to respect those guys that you compete with on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, I guess you could say, in college. But those guys are they're helpful.
What do you remember, Rick,
you this about Jabal Sheard.
Excuse me?
Jabal Sheard.
What about him?
You were with him in Cleveland, yes. Right? What do you remember about playing with him and what it was like working with him in Cleveland?
Like I said earlier, he was a guy that definitely pulled me along my rookie season. The season was long, gruesome, and he from day one, him and Paul Kruger, those guys, they got me ready to play.
Any issues with confidence in Cleveland did you take? Did you put too much pressure on yourself when you didn't do as well as you'd like?
I'm a New England Patriot now, and the past is the past, and this is the future.
Coach Belichick earlier today said you've put in a lot of extra hours already to try to pick things up. What has that entailed? Has it been staying here late
nights? It's been coming in on off days, getting the playbook, getting the special teams playbook, and just trying to put myself in the best position to help a team that's already a great team.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.